ganz, ganz manchmal kann ich auch das hören. Wow, okay, here we are. Long time. Baruch Hashem, we're excited to be back. Hopefully better than ever. Bezras Hashem Yisbarach. Just want to reiterate something that we mentioned last year, and that is that if anyone wants to chap a shmuz pre or post vad, please be so kind to shoot me a text to let me know. Actually, pre vad is a little harder because I'm coming straight from Darche vad. I could try as early as I can, but traffic is there from Sheshes and Mevarashes already. So it's pretty much set on my 40-minute trip, I think, yeah. So post-Vad, anytime, just there are people who have my number and they could give you my number. Okay, we're here in Elul, we're on the journey. That's what the sign says. Eile Masei B'nei Yisrael. These are the travels of the Jewish people. Klal Yisrael are on a journey of history, and really so is every individual in his own life, in his own personal history. And it's a very special journey. A journey of growth and a journey of elevation. We have to know that every single year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts us on a very unique journey. And if we don't notice the journey, we might not be aware of what's taking place. This past summer, I was zaycha to hear a shir from Rav Yisrael Simcha Shur. I urge everyone to listen to it, even though it was on Tisha B'Av night. So we probably you're not going to be in the mood for that. But it happens to be one of the most powerful shiurim I've ever heard. I'm not going to even try to describe it. But Rabbi Yisrael Simcha Shur, who is the son of Rabbi Gedalia Shur, a brother of Rabbi Avram Shur, Zol Gesundsein, from Munsi, he shares a Gemara in Bechairis on Daf Ches on the Beis. I was hoping to find it before, but you'll take my word for it. This is what it says. The Umayis Ha'olam, the Goyim, asked the Chachamim a number of questions. And one of the questions that they asked, if I'm pretty sure I'm getting it exact, is a black chicken, will it produce black eggs or white eggs? So they said it produces white eggs. And the question is, what were they referring to? They weren't just talking about chickens. They had an agenda here. And what was their agenda? The Marsha takes us on a journey. And the Marsha says that roosters lay eggs in 21 days. On the 22nd day, the egg comes out. There are two times of year when we experience a 21-day journey. one of those two times of year, Rosh Hashanah to Hoshana Rabbah, Shivasar B'Tammuz to the day before Tisha B'Av. The 22nd day, the day of the birth, is Shemini Atzeres, on the one hand, and on the other hand, it is Tisha B'Av, which means to tell us that Shemini Atzeres and Tisha B'Av already have some deep connection here. The Goyim say to the Chachamim, black chickens, referring to the Tarnagoilas of the summer, the 21 days that produces the Tisha B'Av, what type of egg does it produce, black or white? And they said, white. They were trying to say, what are you going to gain from the Rosh Hashanah egg of white if you're going to have a black egg in the summer that produces black eggs? And they said, no, it produces white eggs. Because it's true. It's a black time in a certain sense. It's Bein HaMetzarim. But all that happens during that time produces a white egg, meaning it will produce only taiva. Hashem does everything only for the best. And it's only for the good of Klal Yisrael. This shmooze was the shmooze about Tisha B'Av. But I'm bringing it into a shmooze about El. Because I want to show you something from this Gemara and this Marsha that's fascinating. What's fascinating is that we see a correlation from what takes place in the summer to what takes place a few weeks later. And we see a correlation from Tisha B'Av to Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah. What's going on exactly? But I want to take you a step further. Sam, you're happy to see you. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Shehakol Nia Bidvaray. Appreciate it. So here we go. Anybody who listens to Eicha and then who listens to Ata Reisa has to be baffled by the connection here. You ready? Eicha Yashva Vadad Ata Horeisa Ladas. Is that interesting? Let me go a little bit to a different direction. Why is the nusach so similar? Take this one. Elitzion ve'areha b'chag ha-matzais. Is that coincidence? Tisha B'Av, Yom Tov. Tisha B'Av, Yom Tov. Gemara tells us, 21 days, something's going on here. There's something deeper going on here. And I want to tell you a pshat that it was worth being Meiser Nefesh to come listen to me tonight, to hear this pshat. And the pshat is that we're on a journey. We're on a tremendous journey that starts at Tisha B'Av. And we're climbing up the mountain until we get to Atar Reisa. That's the destination. We start from Eicha until you get to Shemini Atzeres. There's a travel that we're all taking from there to there. If you learn Baba Basra, some people are doing Daf Yomi, there's a fascinating halacha which I just learned for the first time in my life, because I just finished Baba Basra for the first time in my life. It took me 8 years. So if you ever get discouraged, just keep going. I'm, as is Hashem, almost finished Nezikin, Baruch Hashem, Bli Ayin Hara. Took me since 10th grade. So 1990 I started, 2025, but as is Hashem, we're going to finish. How many years? 35 years. Just keep going. Be'ezus Hashem Yisbar, B'li Ayin Har. Be'ezus Hashem, Mitzvah Bayu. So, if you learn Baba Basra, you'll find out that when it comes to a shtar, There's an amazing halacha that a shtar goes by the bottom line. The last line, the shura achrayna of the shtar, that sums up the whole shtar. Everything that's in the shtar is summed up in the last line. If you look at the last line of Eicha, said Rav Shur, it sums up the whole Eicha. Isn't Eicha all about destruction? Doesn't sound like that from the last line. Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha v'nashuva. You know what Eicha is about? It's about the springboard for the Elul to follow. Tisha B'Av is the time when we feel distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we're feeling distant, that catapults us into the journey called Elul. The journey of Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li. So that we're going to reach the destination in a few weeks. Of Atah Reis Aladas Ki Hashem Hu Alakim. The closest moment of the year is Shmini Atzeres, Rabbi Sai. That's the moment that we're heading towards. But we have to make the climb that started on Tisha B'Av. It's a journey. It's a magnificent, magical journey that we're all on. We can sit and watch it happen and be spectators, or we could be a part of it. Did I tell you the mashal Rabbi Lamb said at the baseball game? Yeah, last year. There was a cartoon. I said it last year at one point somewhere. It was the cartoon of a pitcher pitching, and then he turns and he sees himself enlarged on the big screen. And on the bottom of the cartoon it says, one second, I'm stuttering here, one second, here we go. Wow, getting stuck on the S. Spectator sport. Spectator sport. You get the joke? The cartoon is saying, don't be a spec. He's right. He's looking at himself pitching. He's looking. No, no, no. You're pitching. No, don't look at yourself pitching. Don't be. It's not a spec. It's not a spectator. Spectator's sport is being a spectator. Sport is playing the game. If you want to be a spectator sport, and go into the crowd, into the stands. If you want to play the game, you're in the game. You're in the game. Rabbi Sai, we could watch the journey or we could be part of the journey. It's up to us. It's going to happen. The journey is happening whether we got on the ladder or not. The journey is going up. We have to start climbing. And it's not for naught that Chazal set up a system to help us make the climb. To help us make the climb. You know what that system is called? L'David Hashem Oiri. And it's not for naught that L'David Hashem Oiri, that tefillah that we say every single day, starts Rish Chodesh Elul, and it ends when? Shmini Atzeres. That means something in this parak is helping us make that climb. Focus on those words, Rabbi said, that we say every single day, twice a day. Sorry, twice a day. L'cha Omar Libi, Bakshu Fanai. Who's talking to whom? L'cha Omar Libi. Are you ready? It was worth coming tonight for this pshat too. L'cha Omar Libi. You know who's talking? David HaMelech is talking to us from Hashem. Okay, David HaMelech is talking to us from Hashem. Hashem is talking to us now. Here it comes. L'cha to you, Jew. Every one of you. L'cha, you. Omar Libi, Hashem says. My heart says. My heart speaks. This is Rashi and Tehillim. My heart is speaking. Hashem's heart, Kaviyachl, is speaking to us. Bakshu Fanai. Please search out my face. Hashem is saying to us in Elul, please search out my face. What happens right after that? Now we switch. Now David HaMelech switches. First he talks, he says what Hashem is saying to us, and then he says what we say back. As ponecho Hashem ha'akesh, Hashem, I search out your face. We heard the voice. Kol doidi doifek pischi li. The voice of my beloved is knocking, open up. Open up for me. Bakshu fanoi, I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. Es ponecho Hashem avakesh. So there's an opportunity, Rabbi Yisai, every single day, twice a day, to say these words. Achas sha'alti me'eis Hashem oiso avakesh. Achas sha'alti me'eis Hashem oiso avakesh. I want you, Hashem. I want you, Hashem. Somebody once asked Rav Isaac Sher, Rosh Hashiva of Slobodka, what is the Avodah of El? Rav Isaac Sher said, the Avodah of El is one thing. Every single day, to focus on the words, Ani l'doidi v'doidi li, and to see, where am I holding? Am I ani l'doidi v'doidi li? Where am I holding? In my ani l'doidi v'doidi li. That is what a person's focus on El is. Every day, where am I holding in my relationship with Hashem? Where am I holding? I tried to inspire the Olam in the summer about Vayamayin. I'm not sure how many guys are doing it religiously. But there was one particular one from Moshe Weinberger, if you heard it or saw it a few days ago, about a story. You saw it? Lubavitcher Rebbe of past. There was a town in Russia where they had a demarcation line between the Jewish town and the Goyim, and you weren't allowed to cross the boundary. Lubavitcher Rebbe was deep in thought on a walk on a snowy day, and before he knew it, he passed the line. And a Russian soldier stops him and says, "Who are you? Where are you going? What are you doing?" And the Rebbe stops in his tracks and says, "How much do you make a day?" Of course, he was like a little caught off guard. Did you see Kosher Vids? I don't know if you saw Kosher Vids. There was a scene where the shtachar tries to shtach out Rabbi Kalish, and Rabbi Kalish just completely shtachs him back out by like asking him a question back. Like he was like shtaching at Rabbi Kalish and saying, "You think Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky would allow checkers to be played in middle base medrash?" And like they're waiting for Mikhailis to have a comeback, you know? And Mikhailis is being acted by someone. And Mikhailis says, "Do me a favor, take this money and go buy yourself a huge Danish." And the guy who's trying to shtuck him out was just completely gone, lost. He's like, what should I do? It's like, yeah, just go buy yourself a Danish and then eat it. And then eat it. And make a good bracha. So that was the shtachar. So basically, this is what happened over here with the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Basically, shtachd out the Russian soldier because he was like totally taken aback. And Miller once tells the story that he was mugged by a few Schwarzes. And the Schwarzer walks over to him and says, "Give me your money. Give me your money." And Miller, instead of just emptying his pockets, looks up and says, "Joey, how are you?" And the guy was like, he didn't know, like, the Rav Miller was being so friendly. No one's friendly to a mugger, you know? He was just so friendly, puts his arm on him. "What's going on? How are you?" The guy ran. Maisa Shadim, he told the Maisa over. I'm not saying it would work for you. Chas v'sham, you shouldn't have the Nisayim. But Lamaisa, back to Lubavitcher Rebbe. The Lubavitcher Rebbe says to him, "How much you make a day?" He says, 10 rubles a day. He said, "I'm going to pay you 10 times that every day. to come on my side and ask me those three questions every day. Who are you? Where are you going? And what are you doing? I don't know if you took the deal, but I'll tell you one thing. The Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zecher Tzaddik V'Kadosh Livracha, is telling us the three questions that he loved to be asked. You hear that? He loved to be asked these questions. He loved to be asked the questions. Who are you? You're the only one that could answer that question. You know who you are? You're a Ben Melech. Where are you going? Where am I going? Where am I going? I'm going to destination. You want to know my destination on GPS, the ways? Hashem. I'm going to Hashem. I just want to go closer to Him. I'm going to daven, I'm going to learn, I'm going to do whatever I need to do to get there. That's where I'm going. That's where I'm going. What are you doing? I'm trying to do His will. I'm trying to do the Creator's will. That's what I'm trying to do. If any time of year you're supposed to ask yourself these questions, it's now. It's now, Rabbi Yisai. Eileb Masei B'nei Yisrael. These are the travels of Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Yisai, nobody in the world has a calendar like us. We should be celebrating and dancing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a gift called the Journey of El. The Journey of El. We picked ourselves up from the floor of Tisha B'Av and we jumped on the wagon that's taking us up the hill so that we should be zeicha together to come to Ata Reis HaLadas Ki Hashem Hu Alekim as Hashem Yisparach Yimshalayim HaKadosh this Shmini Atzeres with all Klal Yisrael at the ultimate Nechama on that day, well, way before that, Mitzvah Shem. But for sure on that day, but even way before that, the Karv Mamish, greatest night, greatest El to everyone.